تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. This ummah of our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through a very, very difficult, a very trying phase. Such conditions, such trials, such tribulations, such difficulties, such zillat and disgrace has come upon this ummah that has made it a far cry from that statement of Sahaba Ikram and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nusirtu bil-ru'bi masirat ash-shahr that despite the odds being against us and despite our numbers being few and despite our not having wealth despite our not having strength despite our not having technology despite our not having weaponry despite the enemies far outnumbering us despite us being in the depths of hunger and difficulty and hardships Yet with everything against us, the enemies would be 1 month's distance away from us and already their hearts would tremor with our fear. This is that same ummah. And yet these conditions have come upon it, which are clearly illustrated in the hadith of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنَ The time will come Upon this ummah, the enemies used to be 1 month away and already their hearts would full with fear. Yet the same ummah, a condition and halat and time will come upon it. That like how invitation is given to a tray laden with food. Similarly, the enemies of Allah will hold meetings, will hold camps, will hold gatherings wherein the discussion and the topic, the agenda will be this, that the invitation will be given to one another that you eat up this morsel of this ummah, you eat up that morsel, you eat up that morsel, call it Bosnia, call it Albania, call it Kosovo, call it whatever you want to call it. invitation will be given that destroy them, eat them up, swallow them up. This is direct translation of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antada alaykum kama tada'al aqilatu ila qas'atiha. And their condition will be such that when invitation is given to destroy them, they will have become so helpless that their example will be that of a tray of food, that when a da'wat, an invitation is given, and one another are invited to eat therefrom, food does not offer resistance. Anyone can pick up any morsel he wants to, that morsel is not going to fight back. That will happen to my ummah. Like that food cannot offer any resistance, their enemies will invite one another to destroy them, to mutilate them, to humiliate them, to torture them in the same fashion. This was a very hard and a bitter pill for Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in to swallow. For obvious reasons, that when the enemy far outnumbered them, they were fearing them. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the same ummah will come down to this level. So they asked, وَمِن كِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. O Nabi of Allah, will we become so few in numbers? Already Badr 313, enemy 1000. Muta 3000, enemy 300,000. The battle of Sham Sahaba 1000, the enemy 100,000. And still victory belonged to this ummah. So they asked that, will we become so few? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal antum yawma idin kathir. No, my Sahaba. Your downfall will not be lack of numbers. Your downfall will not be lack of weaponry. Your downfall will not be lack of education. Your downfall will not be lack of technology. Your downfall will not be lack of governments. Listen and listen carefully. Whether it is this camel age, whether it is the space age, whether it is the rocket age, no matter what age it may be, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with that deen and that way of life and that system which if his ummah will follow it till Qiyamah they will prevail. And nothing was left to their own logic, nothing was left to their own intellect, nothing was left to their understanding that what will bring you down. There are many of us, when faced with these halat and conditions, when we look for the solutions, we are looking in those same things. What brought us down, we are looking at the same thing to solve the problem. A Jew once came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he told him that in your Quran there is an ayat that if this ayat had to be revealed in our Torah, then we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid and celebration. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, he was not an ordinary person, before Islam, this is that same person who didn't even know how to tend sheep properly. When he would take a flock of sheep out into the jungles, by the time nightfall would come, he would have lost a couple of sheep. All he was good for was hunting and fighting before Islam. But when he placed his hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Labbaik, to the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he became a living testimony of the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherein he said, Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. That fear the firasat, that inner wisdom, perception of a mu'min. Why? Because he looks with the nur of Allah. Allah will put His noor into his heart. We feel that if our children are placed in the lines of deen and are utilized in the cause of deen, and to some extent they are deprived of the so-called intelligence and education of the West and the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we, the reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will hear words coming out of our lips like they will be backwards. Our children will be deprived. Our children will be lost. How are they going to make it in society? These are words of kufr. To say such things, they show clearly lack of conviction, of iman, of yaqeen in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is my son, or my child, or my progeny is sacrificed for the deen of Allah and is placed in the cause of the deen of Allah, then he will be lost in this dunya, or he will be backwards in this dunya. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They have not understood who is Allah. Mawlana Farooq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, he says that those parents who will look at their children with the gaze of dunya, and they will have made the niyat and the intention of dunya for their children, and they will sacrifice their children in the cause and the lines of dunya, and they will have shifted them away from that maqsad and object which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, then Allah ta'ala in this dunya through those same children will make those parents zaleel. Allah will disgrace them in this dunya through those same children. And there are multitudes of such examples. There's no time to go into details. One Arab brother from Egypt, a few years ago, he was in Jamaat in our country. He mentioned one incident which very clearly illustrates this hadith, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. That what is that firasat, that inner wisdom which Allah gives a mu'min when he will sacrifice himself for the deen of Allah? I haven't come across this incident in any kitab, but relying on that brother, will mention it because it illustrates the point very clearly. He says, once in the time of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu was sleeping and he sees a dream. And in his dream he sees that it is the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the Adhan of Fajr has been given and he is proceeding to the masjid. At the door of the masjid there is an old woman. She has a tray in her hand laden with dates. And she says that, oh Ali, give this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and request him to distribute it amongst his companions. He carries out her wishes and presents the tray. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes one tray, one date, and puts it first in the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu. He experiences such sweetness and ecstasy in that date that immediately he says, Zidni ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, give me another one. At that time the azan, actual azan goes, and he wakes up from his sleep. And he realizes that I was only dreaming. It is the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu. As he proceeds to the masjid, he sees the same old lady that he saw in his dream. And she has a tray of dates in her hand. And she says that present these dates to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar and request him to distribute it amongst the companions. Carrying out his wishes, he presents her wishes, he presents the dates to Umar radiallahu anhu, who takes one date and places it in the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu. He experiences the same sweetness and ecstasy in this date that he experienced in the one in his dream. So immediately he says, Zidni ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me another one. Umar smiles at him and tells him, لَوْ زَادَكَ الْحَبِيبُ لَزِدْتُكَ. That if my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given you another one, I also would have given you another one. And on this he said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. fear the firasat and wisdom of a mu'min because he looks with the nur of Allah. This Yahudi tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in your Quran is an ayat. If it were in our Torah, we would have made the day of its revelation an Eid. Umar immediately says, O Yahudi, I know which ayat you speak of. I know which day it was revealed. You are speaking of one Eid. I am telling you that its day of revelation is two Eids for us. It was revealed on the day of Jum'ah, which is one Eid. It was revealed on the day of the Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is another Eid. The ayat you refer to, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That Allah declares unequivocally in the Quran that deen has been made kamil, deen has been made complete, deen has been perfected upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until Qiyamah, only that will be deen, only that will be success, only that will be dignity, only that will be honor. Only that will give respect to the believers and to this ummah in this dunya, in qabr and in akhirat, which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Not only are we being told that from a positive point of view you have to practice upon his deen, we are also being told that Allah in his ilm-e azali, Allah in His eternal knowledge knows already every trial, every tribulation, every condition that will ever come upon this ummah from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up to Qiyamah. Allah knows already in His eternal knowledge what is going to happen, what is going to come upon this ummah, and the answer to those problems and the solution to those halat and conditions Allah has already given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower, the success of dunya, qabr and akhirat, Allah's qasam, can never be separated from that deen which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Till Qiyamah, Allah is giving that message, whether it is the camel age, whether it is the space age, whether it is the record age, no matter how much mankind may advance technologically, no matter what halat and conditions come upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the solution to those problems are totally, solely and only in what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. تَرَتُّكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. I have left you upon a clear road. There is no ambiguity. Night is clear. Day is clear. O my ummah, whatever conditions will come upon you, look to my deen. Look to my way, look to what I brought about in Sahaba Ikram, and if that is your solution, Allah's Qasam, if you look for the solution anywhere else, if your gaze shifts from Allah and comes upon the ghayr of Allah, if your gaze shifts from the qudrat of Allah and comes on the technology of man, if your gaze shifts from the treasures of Allah and comes onto the wealth of this dunya, Allah's Qasam, Allah will make you zaleel. Allah will bring you down. Allah will cause you to be downtrodden. He is the owner. He is the maker. He is the breaker. Izzat is in Allah's hands. Zillat is in Allah's hands. Life is in Allah's hands. Death is in Allah's hands. Respect is in Allah's hands. Disgrace is in Allah's hands. Health is in Allah's hands. Sickness is in Allah's hands. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُعْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Tell them, Allah is the owner of every kingdom. Allah is the maker. Allah is the breaker. Allah gives kingdom, wealth, dignity, honor to whom He wants to. Allah snatches it away from whom He wants to. The king is on the throne, not because of his progeny, not because of his lineage, not because of which family he was born in. He is there because Allah put him there. The street sweeper is on the street, sleeping at street, not because of his education, not because of his intellect, not because of how intelligent he is. It is because Allah has put him there. The shopkeeper is in the shop. Allah has put him there. Wherever you are, whatever condition you are in, whatever halat is coming upon you, it is happening on the irada, on the qudrat, on the will of when Allah, la yus'alu, amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. No one questions Allah. Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitab, La Rayba Fi. Allah begins His Quran. This is the book, La Rayba Fi. There is no doubt in it. Hudan lil Muttaqeen. This is Hidayat for those with taqwa. The first level of Hidayat, the basic stage of Hidayat, Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. Those who will believe in the unseen. That is sab murda hai. Everything around us, from the farsh, from the earth, whether it is the armies of man, whether it is their governments, whether it is their technologies, whether it is their weaponry, whether it is their wealth, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the rivers, whether it is the seas, whether it is the malaika of Allah, whether it is the skies, whether it is the heavens, whether it is the stars, whether it is the sun, whether it is the moon, whether it is fire, whether it is sand, whether it is wind, whether it is earth, whether it is the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, whether it is the sea above that, whether it is the kursi, whether it is the arsh, whether it is Jibreel, whether it is Mikael, whether it is Israel, whether it is Israfil, sab murda hai, all are dead. Nothing moves, nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing makes, nothing breaks except إِلَّا اللَّهِ, with the permission and the qudrat of one Allah. This is the first level of hidayat. This is the basic level of iman. This is not some big hadith or ayat of the Quran that I am explaining. This is that kalima which you taught your child. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. Allah is malik on their minds. Allah is malik on their intelligence. Allah is malik on their armies. Allah is malik on their strength. Allah is malik on their degrees. Allah is the owner. Allah is the maker. Allah is the breaker. Allah is the giver. Allah is the taker. No one and nothing does illallah except with the permission of one Allah. This is iman. This is iman. And this is that message that a Yahudi recognized. A Yahudi recognized that in the Quran this is what we are being told. That the ummah today has forgotten. That when you are faced with these halat and conditions, you are still looking to the ghair of Allah. You are still looking away from Allah to solve your problems. Understand, the forces of this world are nothing before the force of Allah. The armies of this world are nothing before the army of Allah. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah knows of His armies. Only Allah knows of His armies. Understand, my beloved brothers, Jibreel Amin, alayhi salam, wa form of one riwayat, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, that, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come to you on many, many occasions, and before you many, many, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, I came to this dunya, O Nabi of Allah, from that time, when I first came to this dunya, till today, on the fourth heaven, I am passing one army. And that army is moving with great speed. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, I am still coming to the dunya. And O Nabi of Allah, I have still not seen the end of that army. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. None knows of the army of Allah, except Allah Himself. Each and every particle of this universe, each and every cell in our bodies, we are sitting. The circulatory system of this man is 90,000 miles long. 90,000 miles, the blood is flowing, the brain is functioning, the eyes are functioning, the hands are functioning, the feet are functioning. That liver is carrying out 500 different life-saving functions in 1 second, in 1 minute. 500 different functions are going on. Whose qudrat is this? Where is it happening, my beloved brothers? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّارِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, you feel you are somebody, you have forgotten your Allah, you have turned your gaze away from Allah and come unto the ghair of Allah. You have turned your back on Allah. Your day is spent in His disobedience. Your night is spent in His disobedience. O insan, did they not pass upon you? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ Did they not pass upon you a period or passage of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا When you were nothing. Your zikr was not made. You did not exist. You were nothing. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ We created you. We granted you wujud. We granted you existence from what? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ From a clot of congealed blood. From najasat. From something you won't want to hold in your own hand. We created you from that. Yazid bin Abi Muhallaf rahmatullah alayhi one day. He was sitting. Very, very pious person. People were passing him by. And because of his piety, they were respecting and honoring him, greeting him, asking him how he is. One poor person goes past and he ignores him. Pious person, but he was insan also. He took offense to this and he asked him that, why are you ignoring him, ignoring me? Don't you recognize who I am? This poor person looks at him and he tells him, أَنَا أَعْرَفُ مِنْكَ بِذَاتِكَ That I know you better than you know yourself. I recognize you better than you recognize yourself. He says, what do you mean by that? He said, أَوَّلُكَ نُطْفَةٌ عَبِرَةٌ وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَةٌ مَيِّتَةٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا تَحْمِلُ الْقَدِرَةٌ He said, your beginning and your inception was a filthy clot of congealed blood. أَوَّلُكَ نُطْفَةٌ عَبِرَةٌ وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَةٌ مَيِّتَةٌ And your termination and ending will be a dead corpse. وَبَيْنَهُمَا تَحْمِلُ الْقَدِرَةٌ And between that you are a vessel that transports impurities. He heard this reply and he told this person, you have understood me better than I understood myself. This is the reality. Inna khalaqna al-insan, we created you. We created you min nutfatin amshaj from a clot of congealed blood. Where in the clot of congealed blood was this eye of insan? That eye, ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. It is said one square millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. In 1 second. And that eye every second is taking 10 pictures. 10 pictures every second. Which camera operates like that? 10 pictures every second, and that too 3-dimensional pictures. No need to focus. 10 pictures are taken. The message is transmitted to the 2-pound brain. It is interpreted 10 times in 1 second. 800,000 times in 1 day. 800,000 pictures that eye is taking in 1 day. Statistics of 1990 say that 300,000 children are born every day, 600,000 eyes from the khazana of Allah. Was there ever an announcement that there is a shortage in Allah's khazana? That there is some lacking in Allah's khazana? Where in the clot of congealed blood was this eye? Where in the clot of congealed blood was the heart of insan? This heart which is 4 inches wide, 2 inches broad, is pumping, pumping. 100,000 strokes every day. Every day 100,000 strokes. So much of blood is being pumped that it will fill an oil truck in 1 day through the 90,000 miles of the circulatory system of this insan. If insan gets together for 1 day to carry out what that small heart is doing through the qudrat of Allah, he'll need his father, his mother, his brothers, his sisters, his aunties, his uncles, his nephews, his whole family will get together to start pumping. Let them pump 100,000 times in 1 day and see what happens to them. Allah from His qudrat, from His power, inna khalaqna al-insan, we created you. Man awsala ilayka al-ghidha wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. 3 layers of darkness you are in. You are a cat of congealed blood. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ In 3 layers of darkness, the darkness of the womb, the darkness of the placenta, the darkness of the stomach, you were fashioned to absolute perfection. You were taken from a cat of congealed blood. At that time, who sustained you? مَنْ أَوْسَلَ إِلَيْكَ الْجِذَا وَأَنْتَ جَنِينٌ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ In all your life, for thousands of years, who sustained you? Without a shop, without a job, without degrees, without your know-how, without your intelligence. In the womb of your mother, she walked, she talked, she sat, she moved around. She also didn't know who taught you to sit in water. أَلَمْ تُفَلْ جُلُوسِ
fi batni ummik. You sat in water. You sat in water for 9 months. In water for 9 months you were sustained. No source of air, no source of life. Who is doing it? From a clot of congealed blood. Hands in perfection, feet in perfection, eyes in perfection, ears in perfection. Who was born with a nose in the back? Who was born with the eyes in the back? Let one small discrepancy be found. The whole society talks about it. Allah is saying, see my qudrat. See my power. فَلْيَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٍ غَيْرِي. Is there anyone else who has this power? Who is doing this? Allah. Through His qudrat, through His power. Not in ones and twos, in thousands and thousands and millions. Daily. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَىٰ تُفْسِرُونَ. Look within yourselves. Look within yourselves. Understand the qudrat of Allah. فَلَمَّا أَن تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْرِكْ أوحيت إلى الملك الموكل بالأرحام فأخرجك على ريشة من جناحي ثم السبيل يسرى لم أزل أدبر فيك تدبيرا. 9 months have passed. The passage is narrow. The child was born. The clot of congealed blood has become Ashraful Makhluqat, the paragon of Allah's creation. We send wahi and inspiration to the angel that was deputed to guard the womb. Passage is narrow, the child is huge, the wing of the angel is spread, and the road to come into this dunya is made easy. The child comes into this dunya, لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَعْ وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتِشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي. You don't have teeth that can bite. You don't have teeth that can bite. Your hands are not strong enough to grasp. Your feet are not strong enough to walk. عذرت لك عرقين رقيقين ينبعان لك لبنا خالصا في ثدي أمك دافئا في الشتاء باردا في الصيف فهل يقدر على ذلك أحد غيري. We caused 2 streams of pure milk to flow. Pure milk. Scientists say, if we cut the breast of the mother open at the last point, we will not find milk, we will find a colorless liquid. On the suckling of the child, at the last point it turns into milk. In winter it is warm, in summer it is cold. Whose nizam, whose system is this? فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Has anyone else got this power? Show us! Show us! ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. An example is being expounded to you. Listen carefully to it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. All the forces of this world, all the technology, all the science, all the advancements, لَا يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. If they pool their resources, Allah's qasam till qiyamah, they won't create one fly. One fly they also won't create. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. Forget creating that fly. If that tiny, harmless fly has to sit on their food and steal one tiny particle of food and fly away, all the forces, technology, scientists of this world put together cannot take back from the fly what it took from them. But they say in Urdu, masal, makki chus. They say, miserly person is that person who squeezed the oil out of a fly. All the technologies of this world can't take back from the fly what it took from them. Dawfa talibu wal matloob. They are weak, and those whose gaze are on them are also weak. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. They have not understood who their Allah is. They have not understood who their Allah is. Allah is saying, understand your Allah. Rely upon your Allah. He made you. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. Your allegiance is not to that wife. Your allegiance is not to those children. Your allegiance is not to that shop or degree or job. Your allegiance is not to that bank manager. Your allegiance is to Allah. Your allegiance are not to the enemies of Allah. La ilah. There is no ilah. Illallah. Except one Allah. This Arabic term ilah, what does it mean? That when a person is in a problem, when a person is in a problem, that thing to which his heart goes out towards, that is his ilah. If the business is in trouble, if the heart goes to the bank manager, then the bank manager has become your ilah. If the child is sick, if the first thing that the heart goes towards is the doctor, then the doctor has become ilah. Allah is saying, la ilaha illallah, there is no ilah except one Allah. one controller, one maker, one breaker. Look at yourself and understand you are Allah. Today you have pride. Today you have strength. Today you have turned your back against Allah. You know He is looking at you. You know He has power over you. You know He has qudrat over you, yet you still defy Him. You still turn away from Him. You have still placed your allegiance with His enemies. Allah the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He makes dua to Allah, He says, Ya man ra'ana ala al-khataya falam yafdahna. O that being who sees us disobeying Him, who sees us disobeying Him, who has power over us, falam yafdahna, yet He is still so tolerant that He does not disgrace us. He still gives this insan a chance. Which mother is there that will say to a child, Oh my child, do whatever you want. Sin against me, harm me, rebel against me, do whatever you want, I will always forgive you. Which mother has such love? Which father has such love that he will say to his child, that do whatever you want, I will still forgive you? How many parents are there that have disowned their children? How many parents are there that have ostracized their children? How many parents are there that have chased their children away from their homes? Yet Allah, who doesn't need us, Ya ibadi, lo anna awwalakum wa akhirakum, wa insakum wa jinnakum, wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum, wa rabbakum wa yabisakum, kanu ala atqa qalbi rajulin wahidin minkum, ma zada dhalika fi mulki shay'a. O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan and every jinnat worships me, and worships me, and worships me, till all of you become like the most muttaqi and the most pious amongst you, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. O insan, the collective ibadat of every insan in jinnat will not increase my greatness, will not increase my milkiyat, will not increase my kingdom. Allah, understand who is Allah. One sahaba al-kiram, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, هَلْ تَدْرُونَكُمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Ajeeb. Not one sahabi gives an opinion. Not one sahabi says, I think it is so much. Not one sahabi says, my calculations are telling me this. They didn't have intelligence. They didn't have know-how. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. They had iman, iman. We are fascinated by the technological advancements around us. Einstein was intelligent, Newton was intelligent. How cultured they are, how advanced they are. Allahumma ihfazna min hada. Allah protect us from this. My beloved brothers, Allah's qasam, our little children were more intelligent than they are. They spend years and years and years wondering, trying to find out who created me. Who created this universe? In whose hands is my success? In whose hands is my failure? Ask that little child, the child will say Allah. And then we say they are intelligent. They are advanced. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامْ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals, no worse than animals. Allama Ashraf al-Thani rahmatullah used to say that the whole world is following the worst blindly. And the worst is following their dogs. Every morning they have to take their dog for a walk in the park. They are going behind the dog and we are going behind them. We came to take them out of that. We came to take them out of that. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ لَا عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. To take mankind out of the servitude of things and put them in the servitude of one Allah. And that same ummah that came to take them out has fallen into that. And then we want to know why these halat and conditions are around us. With one voice sahaba say, Allahu wa rasoolu alam. Sab batte hai, sadaq Allahu wa rasoolu. Everyone is giving their own opinion. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken the truth. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِيَةِ سَنَةِ وَمِنْ كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِيَةِ سَنَةِ وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِيَةِ سَنَةِ ثم فوق ذلك ثمانية أوعال بين ركبهن وأظلافهن مسيرة 500 سنة. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years, not our years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنَّ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 1,000 years of this life. Not our years. We are fascinated by this dunya. That dunya which is not equal to the wing of one mosquito in Allah's eyes. We are fascinated. How vast this dunya is. Abu Sufyan Sauri rahmatullah alayh goes into the majlis, the presence of Harun Rashid. Was the Khalifa of the Muslim Empire, the ruler of 3 continents. And he addresses him and he says, "Assalamu alayka ya Zahid. Peace be upon you, O Zahid." Zahid means one who contents himself with little. Zuhd, Arabic term Zuhd, means one who contents himself with little. So this faqir, Abu Sufyan Sauri, comes into the presence of the ruler of 3 continents and tells him, "Peace be upon you, O Zahid, O one who contents himself with little." Harun Rashid gets a shock. He says, "What are you talking about? You're calling me Zahid?" He said, "Your gaze is on dunya, my gaze is on akhirat. You have contented yourself with very little. مَالدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَاعُهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ." Dunya, when compared to akhirat, is not that much as if you were to take your finger and dip it into the ocean and lift it up. That droplet of water on your finger, that is the dunya. The entire ocean is akhirat. No comparison. No comparison. When hadith speaks that this dunya is not equal to the wing of one mosquito, the earth is not referred to. Sama'ud dunya is referred to, this 500 years distance is referred to. This is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. But hypothetically, for example's sake, let's say that the earth itself, that 800, that the earth itself, that is equal. Example's sake of understanding, is equal to the wing of one mosquito. In the earth there are 200 countries, approximately. Pro rata, if we divide the wing of a mosquito into 200 pieces, what tiny piece remains for South Africa? And then in that, for Cape Town, an even tinier piece, that is, if it is equal, that is this dunya. The sun, 93 million miles away, it is said the outer temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The central core of the sun, the temperature is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, so much of energy is being given out of the sun that is equivalent to 10,000 atom bombs. One creation of Allah. Was there ever an announcement that, listen, there's some rust in one of the pipes, it has to be renewed today, or we have to send it for lubrication? 10,000 atom bombs, 1 second. Equivalent is being emitted. And it carries on. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. 1,000 miles per second it is moving on its axis. Never an announcement that it needs to be some engineering or if something needs to be fixed up, one pipe has to be fixed up. And still insan doesn't want to understand who is Allah is. 12,000 times the size of the earth is the sun. And the sun is only one of 100,000 stars in this galaxy. And they say there are 500 million galaxies. 500 million galaxies, each one with more than 100,000 stars. Some stars a million times the size of the earth. Only 5% of this galaxy is visible. Only 5%. It is said that in that 5% that is visible, there are so many stars that if 1 second is given to name each star, to name the stars, it would take 300 trillion years. All this is sama'ud dunya. All this is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. They were not interested in this dunya. They were not interested. Why? The reality of akhirat was in front of them. He says, "O Nabi of Allah, I am a Sahabi of dark complexion. I don't have any standing in society. I've got no wealth, no name. No one looks up to me.
But of how much importance is this? Others around me referring to the Arabs have got prominence, they've got name. But tell me this much, if I bring Iman like you have brought Iman, and I do Amal like you are doing Amal, will I be with you in Jannat? Dunya will no problem. No problem. Why then you, the size of the bank balance doesn't count in the court of Allah? Mufti Shafi Sahib mentioned somebody, one riwayat, he says there will be some people in this dunya that will be prominent, yet in the eyes of Allah in His court they won't have the weight equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. There will be some that will be looked down upon. رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا بَرَّهُ. How many there are, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, society laughs upon them. They have no say, no prominence, but their ta'alluq of Allah is such that if they take a qasam on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. In Allah's court, the bank balance doesn't stand for anything. This earth, the sun is 12,000 times the size of the earth. The sun itself is one of trillions of stars. And all this is only sama'ud dunya, only the first universe. And then even this earth itself, one tiny, like a ball in front of a soccer field. This earth, this tiny earth, if it is divided into five parts, three parts would be water. From the remaining two parts, one part is made up of jungle, forests and rivers. One more tiny part remains. And in that 6 billion insan are living. 6 billion insan. And one water sitting in his office says, I am somebody. What is this? What haste, what comparison is there between this and all that is around him? That is why they say, agar apna haysiyat samajna, if you want to understand your reality, don't sit in your office and judge it, sit in the toilet and judge it. Ke mere andar se kya nikal rahe, that what is coming out of me? What promise? That I am somebody. Allah Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, ajibtu liman kharaja min majral bawli marratayn kayfa yatakabbar. That it surprises me that the one who came out of the passage of urine twice, how does he still have pride and arrogance? How does he still say, I am doing my shop, my job, my degree, my know-how? Qarun said the same thing. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Allah gave him such wealth. وَآتِيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوعُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ وَلِلْقُوَّةِ. That just to lift the keys of his treasures would take a huge army of men. Just to lift the keys. Forget the wealth itself. But he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. And he was said, turn to Allah. This is from Allah. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. In contemporary terms, if we translate it, what it means? What about my know-how? What about my degrees? What about my intelligence? What about my efforts? He said it, the same thing is in our hearts, my beloved. فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Till Qiyamah we made him an example. Till Qiyamah we made him an example. That you made, you refuse to accept that Allah is giving you from His Qudrat. You refuse to accept that Allah is giving you from His treasures. You forgot that Allah, without any means, sustained you for thousands of years in Alam al-Arwah. You forgot that Allah, without any means, in the womb of your mothers for 9 months, sustained you. You forgot that Allah, in your qabr till Qiyamah, without the degree and the shop and the job, will sustain you. You forgot that you wanted Allah, for millions and trillions of years in Jannah, to fulfill your every need, without any job, without any degree, without any know-how, without any intelligence, that in the 60 or 70 years you say, I am doing. I am doing. If I leave that shop, or if I leave my responsibilities, or if I leave that family, and I strive in the path of Allah, what is going to happen? Ye shirk ke jarasim hai. This is the root of shirk. This is the root of shirk. Allah promises you, in tansurullah yansurkum, help my deen, I will help you. And you say, what is going to happen to my responsibilities? Does Allah need that? إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا نُزِيَتْ مِنَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When my ummah will make the acquisition of material things and material pursuits, when they will begin to regard it as important, نُزِيَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The haybat, and the awe and the dignity and the robe of Islam will be taken out of their hearts. Then there will be invitations given to destroy them, like invitation is given to a plate of food. What is this dunya? Nothing. A dunya jifa. This dunya is a dead corpse. Wa talibuha al-kilab. Those who will chase after it are the dogs of this world. That is the reality of dunya, my beloved brothers. We can sugarcoat it as much as we want. That is the reality. Allah give us that reality. Sahaba heard that reality. Sahaba heard that reality. O Nabi of Allah, I have no standing. If I do iman, if I bring iman like you have iman, and I do amal like you are doing amal, will I be with you in Jannat? One fikr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا يهمك سواد وجهك إن آمنت بما آمنت وعملت بما عملت لكنت معي في الجنة وإن براتك الأسود ليرى من مسافة ألف عام. Don't let the color of your complexion or other things worry you. If you bring iman like I have brought iman, and you do amal like I have done amal, not only will you be with me in Jannat, but Allah will give your face such noor that it will be seen from a distance of 1,000 years. Such noor Allah will give you. This sahabi is overtaken when he hears this. O Nabi of Allah, tell me about Jannat. Tell me about Jannat. Is Jannat like this? And is it like this? And is it like this? Shauk for Jannah. Shauk for Jannah. As in Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stands on the battlefield of Muta. Sahaba 3,000, the enemy is 300,000. Shaitan comes in front of him in human form. فَجَعَلَ يُمَنِّيهِ بِالدُّنْيَا and begins giving him the tamanna, the lalach, the greed of dunya. O Jafar, what about the family? O Jafar, what about what you have left behind? O Jafar, what about your possessions? He looks at him and he says, Ya habbadha al-jannati waqtirabuha, tayyibatun wa baridatun sharabuha, warrumu rumu qad dana adabuha, alayya idna qaituha dirabuha. He says, O Jannat, how beautiful you are. O Jannat, how sweet your waters are. O Jannat, how lovely your streams are. O Jannat, how close you have become. Sahaba say that they counted more than 90 wounds on the front of his body. More than 90 wounds on the front of his body. Shauk for Jannah. Reality of Akhirat had come into their hearts. The Sahabi begins asking questions. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answers. Jannat is like this, Jannat is like this. Allah loves this so much. 18 ayats of the Quran are revealed on the shauk of this sahabi for Jannah. Innal abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. Aynai yashrabu biha ibadullah. Yufajjirunaha tafjira. Yufuna bin nazr. Wa yaqafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. There's no time to go into the ayat. Just one ayat. Ajeeb. Allah says, وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. When you see my Jannat, when you see my Jannat, you will see bounties. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا and you will see a vast kingdom. Who is saying? Allah is saying. That Allah for whom this whole universe is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. Einstein Bichara said that if you travel from one point of this universe to the other at the speed of light 186,282 miles per second. If you travel at that speed, it will take 1 billion years to finish this dunya. Nowadays they say it will take 60 billion years to finish the wing of the mosquito. Not equal. The same Allah says, Mulkan Kabira. My Jannat is a vast kingdom. What must Jannat be? What must Jannat be? That Jibreel alayhi salam, one angel of Allah, it comes in the riwayat from his head to his toe, is a distance of 14,000 years. One angel. When Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into the well, Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salam is by the arsh of Allah. Allah tells him that don't let my Yusuf reach the bottom of the well. He's already thrown. At that time he leaves. Such speed Allah gave him that before Yusuf alayhi salam can reach the bottom, the wing of Jibreel is already underneath him. Such speed. He himself said, Maidan-e-Mazid, the plains of Mazid, one plain in Jannah. He says, for years I traveled, and I was not able to finish that one plain of Jannah. With that speed for years, Mulkan Kabira, a vast kingdom. When the Sahabi hears this, he says, Awatara aini ma yara aynak. O Nabi of Allah, will my eyes also see this Jannah? Will my eyes also see it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. He breathes his last and passes away on the spot. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifts him up and says, لَقَدْ أَخْرَجَ نَفْسَ صَاحِبِكُمْ أَشَّوْقُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, that the shawq for Jannah has taken the life of your companion. Allah. That is Jannah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the yaqeen of Sahaba. That Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, from the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. From the first to the second, 500 years. Second to the third, 500 years. Third to the fourth, 500 years. Fourth to the fifth, 500 years. Fifth to the sixth, 500 years. Sixth to the seventh, 500 years. Then above that is a sea. From the top to the bottom, another 500 years. Then above that, Samaniya to Aw'al. Eight angels in the shape of mountain goats. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. The Quran refers to those eight angels that are lifting the arsh of Allah. They are in the shape of mountain goats, but not like our goats. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, from the knee to the hoof of each angel is a distance of 500 years. أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ. Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one angel that is holding the arsh of Allah from its earlobe to its neck. In our bodies is a distance of approximately 5 centimeters. In that angel is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. And then Allah. That Allah. We can't imagine His qudrat. We can't imagine His power. We can't imagine His majesty. We can't imagine His glory. Yet so merciful. He does not need us. Our ibadat doesn't benefit Him. Our disobedience does not harm Him. إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ذُرِّي فَتَذُرُّونِي وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. O insan, you will never benefit me, you will never harm me. That Allah, more than our mother loves us, more than our father loves us. No father has ever said, do what you want, I will always forgive you. Yet Allah is such, يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O insan, if you sin against me, and sin against me, and sin against me, and your sins fill the whole earth, it reaches right up to the first heaven, then one time, one occasion you come back to me and say, oh my Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will wipe away your sins. Allah says, I will wipe away your sins and it will not matter to me. Such love. إِنْ ذَكَرْتَنِي ذَكَرْتُكْ وَإِنْ نَسِيتَنِي ذَكَرْتُكْ. O insan, when you remember me, I remember you. When you forget me, I still remember you. I am still waiting. When is my slave going to come back to me? When is he going to come back to Allah? Allah is waiting. إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ يُعَلَّقُ لَهُ الْقَنَادِيرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. When the slave of Allah comes back to Allah, lanterns are hung in the heavens. Lanterns are hung in the heavens. And the malaika in forest say, إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مُولَاهِ. إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مُولَاهِ. إِصْطَلَحَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَىٰ مُولَاهِ. The slave of Allah has come back to Allah. The slave of Allah has come back to Allah. Beloved brothers, Allah loves us. Allah is waiting for us. Allah wants us to come to Him. يا ابن آدم إني لك محب فبحقي عليك كلي محبا. Oh my slave, oh insan, I love you. Allah is saying, I love you فبحقي عليك كلي محبا. Now because of the haqq, now because of the haqq, Allah Akbar, what haqq doesn't Allah have on us? What haqq doesn't Allah have on us?
For all your CD needs, contact Simtek Islamic CDs 031-304-6165 or 082-500-9111. Simtek Islamic CDs, manufacturers and distributors of Islamic audio and media CDs.
Now because of the haqq, I have over you, kun li muhibba, you also love me. You also become mine. You are not that wife. You are not that children. You are not that shop. You are not that job. You belong to Allah. Your life is for Allah. Your death is for Allah. Man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa aata lillah, wa mana lillah, faqad istakmal al-iman. The one who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, faqad istakmal al-iman. His iman is kamil. What is meant, my beloved brothers? Means he loves for the sake of Allah's deen. He hates for the sake of Allah's deen. He gives for the sake of Allah's deen. He withholds for the sake of Allah's deen. His living is for Allah's deen. His dying is for Allah's deen. One way, one system, we have to become Allah's. And to become Allah's, قُلْ tell them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. No one goes directly to Allah. No one directly gains the love of Allah. No one directly becomes Allah. There is a wasta, there is a pull, there is a bridge, there is a medium. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow me, such a Nabi. Such a Nabi Allah gave. Ajeeb. Allah Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat al-Khasais al-Kubra. He says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, فَغَشِيَتْهُ وَغَيَّبَتْهُ, and this cloud covered the body of this child. And then it lifted up. And a voice called out from the unseen, طُوفُوا بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لِيَارِفُوا بِسْمِهِ وَنَعْتِهِ وَصِفَتِهِ. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat and the attributes of my Nabi. Let them come to know the status and the nobility of my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيْثِ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحِ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلِ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحِ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطِ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقِ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبِ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالِ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسِ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسِ ولحن داود وصبر أيوب وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغبسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat and recognition of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Noah alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the contentment the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, وَغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Not only was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent as Khatamun Nabiyeen, as the seal of prophethood, but Allah made him Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representation of the specific attributes of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Such perfection Allah granted his most beloved Nabi, that Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, standing on the member of Masjid al-Nabawi, looks at him and unwillingly, involuntarily, the words slip from his lips, مَا أَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ
خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. More magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. You have been created free from every blemish. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. It appears as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desire Allah created you. Such a Nabi Allah gave us, my beloved brothers. فَاتَّبِعُونِي till قِيَامَةَ understand. There is only one way to gain the love of Allah. There is only one way to gain the forgiveness of Allah. There is only one way. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your day has to become his day. Your night has to become his night. Then you have become Allah's. Allah ke saath kamil taalluq, complete relationship with Allah can never come until you do not come completely upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only outwardly, understand, not only outwardly, not only to dress like him, not only to eat like him, not only to sleep like him, but inwardly. This is the cry of our elders. Muslim homes, Muslim shops, Muslim businesses, Muslim meeting places, Muslim towns, Muslim cities, Muslim countries, but they are empty of the fikr and the cry and the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his day? What was his night? What motivated him? What was his cry? Centuries have passed, centuries, my beloved brothers. And we have not understood what the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. What was his fikr? What he gave everything for? Everything. His daughters were given talaq. He was pelted in Taif, pelted for 6 miles, scorched, rebuked at, stones were thrown, doors were set upon him, till he would fall down. They would grab him, pick him up, force him to carry on running, and again so that they may pelt him more and more. The land of Taif started crying, the sky of Taif started crying, Dajjatil Malaika, the Malaika started crying, they could not take it. One drop of that blood, Allah's Qasam, is more valuable than all our lives put together. So what was that blood spilt? What was the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his fikr? What was his concern? What was his worry? What was his cry? What was his motivation? Our elders are saying, Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim countries are empty of that fikr. We have forgotten, and not only forgot that we forgot. Nasiyan mansiya, it has gone out. I'm reading my salah, I'm giving sadaqah, I'm giving charity. Why are you knocking on my door? What are you calling me to? Nasiyan mansiya, forgotten what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for. What is Islam? What is Islam? Is Islam only salah? Is Islam only zakat? Is Islam only hajj? Or is Islam what was in the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That oh Allah, till one of my ummati is going to Jahannam, ya Allah, I cannot rest. Ya Allah, I cannot rest. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. He looks at Jibreel and he says, Mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. Oh Jibreel, why has your face changed color? Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Jaituka fi saati allati amara Allahu bi manafiqin nari an tanfuqa fiha. Wala yanbaghi li ahadin ya'lam anna jahannama haqq wa anna an-nara haqq wa anna adab al-qadri haqq wa anna adab Allahi akbar an taqarra 'aynuhu hatta ya'manha. He says, O Jibreel, why has your face changed color? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I have come to you at that time of the day when Allah orders the channels of Jahannam to increase the intensity of the heat of Jahannam. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, in Malaika of Allah, were not told, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ, they were not told that you will be the fuel of Jahannam. Insan and stones will be the fuel of Jahannam. Malaika were not told. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam that why is Mikael crying like that? Why is he crying? Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Ma jaffat aynah munzu khulqatin nar. That O Nabi of Allah, since Jahannam was created till today, he has not stopped crying. They were not told that they will be the fuel of Jahannam. Insan was told. Jibreel alayhi salam says, it is not possible for the one who knows that Jahannam is haqq and that the azab of qabr is haqq
and that the fire is haqq, and that the azab of Allah is haqq, that he can ever rest, that he can ever rest until he is guaranteed protection from that fire. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, Sifli an-nar. O Jibreel, describe Jahannam to me. Describe Jahannam to me. Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, Inna Allah ta'ala, Lamma khalaqa an-nar, awqad alayha alfa sanatin fahmarrat, thumma awqad alayha alfa sanatin fabyaddat, thumma awqad alayha alfa sanatin faswaddat, wa hiya sawda'u muslima. When Allah Ta'ala created Jahannam, He caused the fire to be burned for 1,000 years till it became red. Then for another 1,000 years till it became white. Then for another 1,000 years till it became pitch black. Pitch black to this extent that if a Jahannami puts his hand in front of his face, he will not see his hands. And then he goes on to describe Jahannam. The riwayat is very long, there's no time. There's one or two sections. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعْتَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لو أن ثوبا من أثواب أهل النار علق بين السماء والأرض لمات جميع أهل الأرض من حرها ونتنها. He says, by the qasam of that being who sent you as a Nabi, if the clothes of one Jahannami had to be hung between the heavens and the earth, if his clothes only, every living thing on the face of this earth will burn as a result of the heat of those clothes. He goes on to describe Jahannam. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزُمْ مَقْسُومٍ. He describes the doors of Jahannam, each one above the other, 70 years distance between each. And as you go downwards, the intensity of the heat increases 70 times. And he starts naming the doors of Jahannam. It tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the lowest door of Jahannam is Hawiyah. In it will be the Munafiqeen. Then is Jaheem. In it will be the Mushrikeen. Then is Saqar. In it will be the Sabi'een. Then is Lagha. In it will be the Majusi and the fire worshippers. Then is Hutama. In it will be the Yahudi. Then is Sa'ir. In it will be the Nasara. ثم سكت جبريل حياء من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he becomes silent. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم looks at him and he asks him, O Jibreel, من سكان هذا الباب السابع؟ من سكان هذا الباب السابع؟ Who will be in the topmost layer of Jahannam? Why are you silent? Who will be in the topmost layer of Jahannam? When this question is repeated 3 times, finally, Jibreel alayhi salam says, Ahlul kaba'ir min ummatik, allatheena matu wa lam yatubu, the perpetrators of major sins of your ummah that will die without tawbah. فَخَرَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls down unconscious. He falls down unconscious. This was Islam. This was Islam. That till one person is safe from Jahannam and does not go into Jannah, till that time I will not rest. La rahata ba'da al-yawm. There is no peace for me after today. Ya Khadija, itwi al-firash. O Khadija, tie up the bedding. There is no rest for me after today. Sahaba say, kana da'im al-fikri wal-ahzan. Perpetually in fikr, perpetually in gham, perpetually in worry, perpetually in sorrow. His whole life was like this. His whole life was like this. Turning in different directions, standing on the musalla, crying and crying and crying in front of Allah. He falls down unconscious. Jibreel alayhi salam takes his head and places it on his left. When he recovers, he looks at Jibreel and he says, Ishtadda musibati wa azumat musibati wa ishtadda huzni. O Jibreel, my musibat has been increased. O Jibreel, my gham and my worry and my pain has been increased. أَوَيَدْخُلُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّةِ النَّارِ. What are you telling me? Will my ummah go to Jahannam? Will my ummah go to Jahannam? He says this and he starts crying. Jibreel alayhi salam starts crying. He cries so much that he cuts himself off. Sahaba say he would only come out for salah and go back in the home. In sajda, crying and crying and crying. Finally, Long incident. Khadija Fatima radiallahu anha comes into his presence. When she looks at him, فَلَمَّا نَظَرَتْ إِلَيْهِ بَكَتْ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. She looks at his face and she starts crying. لِمَا رَأَتْ. Because of what she sees, مُصْفَرًّا مُتَغَيِّرًا قَضَابَ لَحْمُ وَجِهِ مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ وَالْحُزْنِ. She sees his face has become yellow. His color has changed. And the flesh of his face had melted because of his crying and grief. One day he reads Salah, his beard becomes filled with tears, his chest becomes filled with tears, the tears drip onto the earth. Allah says, Jibreel alayhi salam, go to my Nabi and tell him, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتْ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتْ. Oh my Nabi, don't destroy yourself. Oh my Nabi, don't destroy yourself crying over them. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ. Ayat upon ayat, ayat upon ayat, ayat upon ayat. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Or else you are going to destroy yourself. Or else you are going to destroy yourself. His whole life was for this ummah. His whole life, the near and dear and beloved ones were slaughtered in front of his eyes. For the sake of this ummah, he comes to the body of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. His stomach is cut open, his liver is removed, his heart is removed, his nose is cut off, his ears are cut off. Sahaba say, they never heard him cry like they saw him crying when he saw the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. 70 times the janazah of Hamza is performed, 70 times. No one in history, the janazah was performed 70 times. Finally Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam to console him that, oh my Nabi, we have written on our arsh, Hamzatu Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasooli. Hamzatu Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasooli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasool. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he is consoled. As the Qafla of Sahaba returns back to Medina Munawwara, he is entering Medina. At that time, crying loudly over the deceased had not been prohibited. The sounds of wails are coming from the homes of Ansar, crying over those that they lost in Uhud. From the family of Banu Hashim, only Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ali radiallahu anhu till that time had made hijrat. There was no one else to cry for his uncle. As he walks into Medina, he hears the wails and the screams coming from the homes. He looks to the heavens and he starts crying again and he says, Amma Hamza Fala Bawaki Allah. Amma Hamza Fala Bawaki Allah. There is no one to cry for my uncle. There is no one to cry for my uncle. His daughters were given talaq, he tolerated that. Zainab radiallahu anha stabbed with a dagger in her stomach. 6 years he saw her suffering, 6 years. Till she died as a result of the same wound. Yet when Fateh Makkah takes place, Hazar bin Aswad, the one who had stabbed her, he grabs hold of him, takes him to the Multazam, and he makes dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. He made Sahaba an ummah. Today we are not an ummah. We haven't understood what it means to be an ummah. An ummah is that group of different countries, different races, different creeds, different nationalities, whose maqsad and object is one. That is an ummah. Sahaba were made into an ummah. No other consideration, no other zeal, no other aspiration, nothing was allowed to come in front. Their lives could be given. Their wives could cry with hunger. Sahaba's children became yateen. Bashir bin Aqraba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to Medina Munawwara with his father. He had lost his mother. When he comes into Medina Munawwara, the call is made to move in the path of Allah. His father moves. No one says that what about the rights of this child? No one says what about the nurturing of this child? No one says who is going to provide for this child? There was a greater fikr. There was a greater worry. Islam is not what we have understood Islam to be. Islam is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. He says that when the news had come that the Jamaat is returning, I went out of Medina Munawwara. I stood on a hillock looking down. Where is my father? Where is my father? He says, I looked at the different groups and I could not see my father. Finally, I ran down with worry in my heart. And I ran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I looked at him and I said, Maza fa'ala abi? Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? Where is my father? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not look into my eye. He looked away. When he looked away, I ran from the second direction and then the third direction. Maza fa'ala abi? Maza fa'ala abi? Finally, I looked up at his face and I saw the tears running down his eyes. When I saw those tears, I realized that now I had no one. Now I had no one. فَأَشْهَشْتُ بِالْبُكَىٰ I grabbed hold of his kurta and I started screaming and crying. And Ya Rasulullah, I have no one. Little child is becoming yateem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks him up, consoles him lovingly and says, Ya Bashir, Ya Bashir, أَمَا تَرْضَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَبَاكَ وَعَائِشَةُ أُمُّكَ That, O Bashir, does it not make you happy that Nabi of Allah is your father and Aisha is your mother? Everything was given, nothing was allowed to come in front, nothing. Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, get married to Atika, was a shaira, a poetess. The bond of love with insan becomes so strong that he stops going in the path of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala orders his son to give his daughter talaq, to give his wife talaq, orders. Did they understand deen more, or we understood deen? Did they understand the object of this ummah more, or did we understand it? That the rights of the wife, the rights of the children, the rights of this, the rights of that. Jahannam is around us in every direction. Every order of Allah is being broken. How many businessmen there are that have died cheating? How many there are that have spent their lives gambling and died in this condition? How many there are that have committed zina and died in this condition? How many there are women that have walked openly in the streets and died in this condition? إِنَّهَا لَوَا نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَا تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى أَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ فِي الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ فِي عَمَدٍ مُّمَدَّدَةٍ Quran is speaking of Jahannam. Quran is speaking of Jahannam. مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ Around them will be Jahannam. They will be given boiling water of blood and pus to drink. يَتَجَرَّهُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ They will try to take it down, but it will not go down. ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان موت and the asbab of موت will come from every direction وما هو بميت but they will not die ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ and there will be worse عذاب than this Sahaba understood the reality of akhirat. They understood the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not their businesses, not their jobs, not anything was allowed to come in front of this. Nothing. Every sahabi, again and again they were sent out. Again and again they were sent out. Again and again they were sent out. Their corpses would come into Medina. Their families would run to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tears in their eyes. Yet still that qurbani was given. Still that qurbani was given. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Finally, when the musibat comes so great on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba come and say, udhu alayhim, make bad dua for them, make bad dua for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his sahaba and says, ama inni lam ub'ath nikmatan wala adaban wala kinni innama bu'istu rahma. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمًا Oh my sahaba, I was not sent as azab. I was not sent as azab. I was sent as a mercy. I was sent as a mercy. This was mercy. He was a mercy yet he tolerated the Sahaba suffering. He was a mercy yet he tolerated their hunger. He was a mercy yet he saw their children becoming yatim. He was a mercy yet he saw their wives becoming widows. This ummah has not understood what mercy is Nabi represented. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ For the whole alam he was a mercy. Dunya meant nothing, nothing to this extent. He made bad-dua. He was a mercy yet he made bad-dua. تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّينَار وَعَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمْ وَعَبْدُ الْقَطِيفَةِ May Allah destroy the slave of wealth. May Allah destroy the slave of dinar and dirham. And then he explained, in Aatiya Radhiya, wa illam yu'ta sakhat. When wealth is coming, they will be happy. When wealth is not coming, they will be sad. That ummati of mine, whose khushi and gham, whose happiness and sadness is motivated by the coming and going of dunya, may Allah destroy him. Why? There was a greater fikr. There was a greater worry. Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr is told, give your wife talaq. Why? Because she has become an obstacle to striving in the path of Allah. So great was his love. One talaq is given, not like mad people like us, talaq, 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 without even realizing what we are saying. He sits around one day and he says, Aatiku la ansaki ma darra shariqun, wa ma lahakum ril humamul mutawwaqa. أعاتك كل قلبي كل يوم وليلة إليك بما تخفي النفوس معلقة. He says, oh Atika, as long as the sun will shine and as long as the birds will chirp, my heart every day and night will conceal the hidden aspirations that a man has for a woman. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hears this and his heart is softened. Why? Because the sickness had been cured. He had started striving in the path of Allah again. So he says, make ruju, take her back. But now, his mouth is not in the hands of his wife. In the medan of Taif, the arrow goes into his chest. Sahaba try to remove it. The wooden piece comes out and the metal remains inside. He's carried in the state till as he is entering Madinah Munawwara, he breathes his last. And his corpse is brought in front of Atika radiallahu anha. She looks at this and she says, أَلَيْتُ لَا تَنْفَكُّ عَيْنِي حَزِينَةً عَلَيْكَ وَلَا يَنْفَكُّ جِلْدِي أَبْغَرَى مَدَدْ مَدَدْدَرْ مَا غَنَّتْ حَمَامَةُ أَيْكَتِي وَمَا طَرَّدَ اللَّيْلُ الصَّبَاحَ الْمُنَوَّرَى She says, as long as the birds will sing, and as long as day will follow night, my heart will cry with the love of separation from you. Hot, hot tears will fall from my eyes over separation from you. And I will never wear soft clothes, I will wear coarse cloth for the rest of my life. 33 years of age and a home is broken. Like this, incident upon incident, a bio. My beloved brothers, understand this. Ye ummat ghar rehne ke andar ke liye nahi aaya. This ummat did not come to stay at home. On the plains of Arafat, 124,000 sahaba. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes the alan. Falyuballigh shahidukum ghaibakum. Oh my ummat. Tabligh is your responsibility, not the responsibility of a jamaat or group. Every ummati, tabligh is your responsibility. 124,000 sahaba ikram, Allah's qasam, more than 110,000 sahaba died away from their homes. Approximately 90% of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died away from their homes. What was that message? What was that understanding? What was deen? What we understood or what they understood? Jahannam are in every direction. Yet who is there that is crying? Ey Allah, tere deen mit raha hai, main na mita. Oh Allah, your deen is dying, I am not dying. Oh Allah, your deen is dying, I am doing nothing. What was iman? Nabi Islam said, if one order of Allah breaks, one order of Allah, and there isn't fikr in your heart to change that. ذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ This is the lowest iman. This is the lowest iman one order of Allah should break. And your heart doesn't have the fikr to change it. وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ iman. After this, there is an iman equivalent to the grain of mustard seed in your heart. Sahaba understood deen, or we understood deen, my beloved brothers. Object is not bayan. We have heard bayans again and again over the last couple of days. My beloved brothers, object is not bayan. Sahaba one word and they were ready to lay their lives down. They understood their object. That shop is not an object. The job is not an object. The wife is not an object. Those children are not the object. They are necessities. The object of this ummah is every one of us was sent for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah's qasam, you do not belong to the wife, you do not belong to the children, you belong to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give yourselves to Allah. Strive for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam strove for. Like Sahaba left their home and strove, there was no one greater than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet he was told to go to the people. No one greater than him. Don't take pride when your door is knocked. Don't sit back when the call is made. My beloved brothers, this ummah is in a plight. Conditions will not change until we do not come upon our object. Quran is telling us this. Hadith is telling us this. The lives of Sahaba are screaming at us with this message. We have been sent. Allahu ibtasana. Allahu ibtasana. Allahu ibtasana. You have been sent. We have been sent. For mankind, ukhrijat linnas, you were taken out. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah? Look around us, my beloved brothers. Few months ago we were in Mozambique, not even 6 hours drive, not even 6 hours drive from Durban. We asked the brothers, they say 20 years ago the Muslim population was approximately 14 million. Now the Muslim population is 9 million. In 15 years, not even 6 hours away from us, 5 million people became murtad. What are we waiting for? Is there another Nabi going to come? Is some farishta going to come? Whose responsibility is this? We were in Russia 2 months ago. That place where one time one dars of hadith, 150,000 students used to sit in one dars of hadith at one time. Some masjid there are that the hose to make wudu, the pond to make wudu, 4,000 people could sit at one time and make wudu. The centers of Islamic learning for the whole world they were. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, from those places. Yet 80 or 90 years ago the decision was taken that, na'udhu billah, Allah is forbidden on this land. To say Allah is forbidden. If you were caught reading Salah, your family never saw you again. The month of Ramadan, sentries were posted at the working places. And with people who offered food, if they refused to eat, their families never saw them again. They were banished away to Siberian salt mine. Ulama were slaughtered on that same land that was the center of Islamic learning for the whole world. This is that condition that came. They were cut off from the outside world. They did not know what a Muslim looked like. They did not know what was Islam. Every copy of the Quran was destroyed. It is a miracle that after 80 years of those conditions, Islam still survived. In Moscow we went, 1 million Muslims in Moscow, yet there are only 4 masjids. Not one hafiz of Quran. Not one hafiz of Quran. In Chechnya, 1 million Muslims, 1 million Muslims, yet not one hafiz of Quran. No madrasas. When they see us with this clothing, they want to know, are you a Muslim? Because they don't know what a Muslim looks like. When they see the Quran, tears come into their eyes. When we used to walk in Gush, 100, 200, 300 people would come, wondering what is this? And you tell them about Allah, tell them about Rasulullah, they start crying. And they ask you, that I know I have a creator, I am a Muslim, tell me the name of my Allah. They don't know how to say La ilaha illallah. They don't know how to say Allah. Don't fall into a deception by our masjid. Don't fall into a deception by our institutions. Understand the value of deen. Allah is independent. When this ummah made harkat, when this ummah moved, Islam flourished. when this ummah stopped moving, when the figure of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of this ummah, then those places which were the centers of Islamic learning, 50 million Muslims are crying. They are crying. Who is there that is going to bring the Quran to us? Who is there that is going to teach us how to say Allah? Who is there that is going to teach us to recite the Quran? Where is Islam? Where are our brothers? That is Russia, South America, Brazil, Venezuela, around us. Millions are dying without Iman. My beloved brothers, when are we going to realize? We were not sent for that job. We were not sent for that degree. Our elders are saying that that person who has not made the maqsad and the object of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam his object, and he regards himself to be a businessman, or a laborer, or an engineer, or a lawyer, Allah's anger is upon him. Allah's anger is upon him, and he has made zulm on the whole mankind. Ukhrijat lin nas, you were sent. Allah sent us. Allah selected us. Allah chose us. Our shops should not be our worry. Our job should not be our worry. Razik is Allah. Malik is Allah. Khalik is Allah. The promise of dunya, the promise of akhirat is there. Who is there that will say labbaik to that call? My beloved brothers, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say that jis kaam ki qeemat, that work, the value of which, if all our lives are given, it will not equal the value of that work for which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blood was spilled, for which his foot was made shaheed. That how the deen of Allah, 100% Allah's orders, in the whole world can come alive, for that he gave his whole life. If all our lives are given, it will not equal the value of it, my beloved brothers. For that, chille teen chille ki kya haisiyat? What is one chilla and three chilla for that? Which business runs on three chilla? Understand, my beloved brothers, Quran declares, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله. The month of Ramadan is coming. This ummah is not an ummah only of ibadat. Understand, this ummah is not an ummah only of ibadat. One person makes such ibadat that he would not disobey Allah to the blink of an eyelid. Yet Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam, أَنِقْلِبْ مَدِينَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا بِأَهْلِيَا. Go and destroy that village with its inhabitants. He addresses Allah and he says, إِنَّ فِيهِمْ عَبَدَكَ فُلَانٍ لَمْ يَعْصِكَ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. He is a slave of yours who worships you to this extent that he doesn't disobey you to the blink of an eyelid. Allah said, اِقْلِبْهَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِمْ. Destroy him first, then destroy that village. Why? فَإِنَّ وَجَهَهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَّرْ فِيهِ سَاعَةً قَطُّ. Because when my orders were being broken around him, Allah ke hukum ko toota hua sun raha hai, Allah ke hukum ko toota hua dekh raha hai, Allah's orders are being broken in front of your eyes. You are hearing Allah's orders being broken. You are seeing insaniyat. You are seeing your own children going towards Jahannam, and still you are sitting back and doing nothing. His face did not change color when my orders were being broken around him. Destroy him and destroy them. Understand, my beloved ummah, my beloved brothers, the hifazat of this ummah, the protection of this ummah, the izzat of this ummah, the dignity of this ummah, the honor of this ummah lies in this ummah doing the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. America and Britain and the forces of this world are nothing in front of the force of Allah. Allah has promised, in tansurullah yansurkum, help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you. Not only in akhirat. In akhirat, what will he give you? We have run out of time. There's one or two incidents. Anas bin Abi Mursid al-Ghanami radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa makes the announcement, man harisun al-layla, who will guard for one night in the path of Allah. He says, I am ready. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa says, don't get down from your camel. Fajr time he asks, Aina farisukum al-layla, where is the horseman of the night? Sahaba say, ha huwa da. There was some dust. They say, day is coming. One question, anazalta, did you get down from your horse? He says, except for istinja and except for tahajjud, I did not get down for the whole night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa says, one night guarding in the path of Allah, ma alayhi Allah ya'mala ba'da. From now till he dies, if he doesn't do another amal, jannat is wajib for him. One night, Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks into his garden, 30 slaves are in front of him, he frees all 30. A tabi'i looks at this, that is the generation that came after Sahaba, and he's shocked. What a great amal you have done. Why, the hadith is there, A person will free one slave for every limb of that body of the slave, it will become fidya and protection of his limb from Jahannam. 30 slaves at one time. Abdul Rahman tells him, Awala adulluka ala afdala min dhalik. Should I not tell you something that is better than this? He says, what can be better? 30 slaves at one time. He says, Bainama rajulun yasiru ala dabbatihi fi sabilillah wa sawtuhu muallakun fi usbu'ihi iz na'asa na'asa fasaqata as-sawt falaradatuhu bi sawtihi afdala mimma ra'aytani sana'at. He says, a person is sitting on his camel, striving in the path of Allah. In his hand is a whip, which he uses to steer the animal. While striving in his tiredness, he dozes off. Somebody is holding something in the hand and they doze off, it drops. When that whip drops, he gets a shock. Natural. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all says that that shock which he got when that whip fell, on that Allah will give him more than what I got on freeing 30 slaves. One Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, that tell me, how much of my wealth must I spend to equal the reward of one striving in the path of Allah? How much wealth must I spend? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, wama maluk, how much wealth have you got? How much wealth have you got? He says, sittatu alaf, all my possessions equal 6,000 coins of gold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, lo anfaqtahu ma kana adlu nawmatil ghadi fi sabilillah. Oh my Sahabi, if you spend all your wealth, you will still not get the reward that one person sleeping in the path of Allah is getting. A person sleeping in the path of Allah, what he is getting, if you spend all your wealth, you will not get. لا يستوي القائدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر. The one sitting at home, content with his own ibadat, and the one striving in the path of Allah, can never be equal. Quran declares, Allah's qasam, they can never be equal. This person's child runs in the month of Ramadan to his neighbor's house. When he runs to his neighbor's house at the time of iftar, this child sees that the neighbor's children are sitting for iftar. The father comes home, he pets his children lovingly. Tears come in the eyes of this child that my father is gone in the path of Allah. My father is not here at the time of iftar. Understand, my beloved brothers, those tears will not go to waste. The blood of Sahaba did not go to waste. Their hunger did not go to waste. فَدَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَائِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given rank, Allah has given superiority to those striving in the path of Allah over those sitting at home. This ummah was not sent to sit at home. Badr was in Ramadan. Understand, my beloved brothers, Badr was in Ramadan. Fatih Makkah was in Ramadan. This is not a month to fill the fridges with samosas and kebabs. This is not a month to only sit in our masjid. There are those outside us who don't know about fasting. There are those Muslims who don't even know it is Ramadan. This ummah is crying. We were sent, ukhrijat linnas. We were sent, we were taken out, we were selected, we were chosen for the hidayat of mankind. What Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his life for, we have to give our life. Our dunya will be made, our akhirat will be made. The call is being made. Maulana Yusuf rahmatullahi alaihi used to say, one chilla or three chillas on tarteeb is 1,000 chillas on tarteeb is not equal to one chilla given naqad. 1,000 chillas given on tarteeb is not equal to one chilla given naqad. He would also say, the best time to strive in the path of Allah is Ramadan, Shawwal, Zilqadah, Zilhijjah. Nafil umrahs we have made plenty of, my beloved brothers. We are standing in front of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are giving our salam. Tears are rolling down our eyes, but in our heart is not his fikr. Maulana Yusuf rahmatullahi used to say, aaj ummat namaz par rahe, aaj ummat roza rakh rahe, aaj ummat sare amal kar rahe, lekin ye sare amal bejaan hai, kyunki dil Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke fikr aur gham se khali ho chuki. Ummat is reading namaz, ummat is giving zakat, ummat is fasting, but there is no effect in these amal. Why? The heart is empty of the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that cry to come, we have to strive like Sahaba strove. Naqad 4 months in the path of Allah, Ramadan, Zilqada, Shawwal, Zilqada, and Zilhijjah. If you will stand up, Allah will make the decision of Hidayat for us. Allah will make the decision of Hidayat for our families. And Allah will use us for the Hidayat of nations. For that, my beloved brothers, from this majlis, Naqad, who is ready to stand up? Come, my beloved brothers, now is the time. Every one of us should be ready. Naqad 4 months. Jobs are in Allah's hands. Our rosy is in Allah's hands. It is written. It is not going to change. Naqad 4 months in the path of Allah. Whether we had intention, whether we didn't have intention, make tawbah of our past. Millions are dying without iman. Millions are going to Jahannam. Yet our eyes are not crying for what Muhammad cried for. How are we going to face him, my beloved brothers? Graves of Sahaba, 90% of their graves are scattered throughout the earth. We are still not taking the lesson. They understood deen. We have not understood deen, Allah's Qasam. If we can sit back and be content with our businesses when insaniyat is dying without iman. Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that the food and shelter of one woman and two children has become more important to us than the Jannat and Jahannam of 6 billion insan. This is zulm. This is zulm. Eating we regard as wrong. Drinking we regard as wrong. When Ummati of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not made the maqsad of his Nabi his maqsad, then my beloved brothers, this is the greatest zulm. Sana, 4 months in the path of Allah. Why are we sitting? Quran is saying, أَرَضِيْتُمْ مِنْ حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you happy with this dunya of akhirat? You were sent for akhirat. You were not sent for this dunya. 4 months naqad with our gaze on Allah. 4 months. Ramadan, Shawwal, Zilqada, Zilhijjah. Stand up, my beloved brothers. 4 months naqad in the path of Allah. More of us should be standing. More of us. Come, my beloved brothers.
Give them nice brothers,
Remain standing. All these brothers remain standing. This is himmat for others. This is acceptance from Allah. We don't know when Allah is going to accept us. Remain standing. More of us should be standing. Come, my beloved brothers. Remain standing. None of us should leave this majlis. Only fikr should be worried, why am I not getting accepted? Brothers who are standing, request is made, break the back of shaitan. All these brothers proceed upstairs. All the brothers that are standing for 4 months, proceed upstairs. Come, my beloved brothers, break the back of shaitan. This is the time of acceptance. Dunya is going to come to an end. We are not going to remain forever. Akhirat is our maqsad. Jannat is our maqsad. Jannatul Firdaus has been promised to those who will strive in the path of Allah. 4 months naqad, brothers. Proceed upstairs. All of us should proceed upstairs. Come, my beloved brothers. And the other brothers, come closer. The other brothers, come closer. Time for harkat, my beloved brothers. Come closer. This is fikr. Bayan is not object. Come closer, my beloved brothers. Come closer. Please, my beloved brothers. Make some harkat. Make it easier for the other brothers to proceed upstairs. Come closer. All the brothers who thus find this ishtima have given their names, for whatever time they can also proceed upstairs. And the rest of the brothers, come closer. The rest of the brothers, come closer. Plenty of time will be given for wuzu. Come closer, my beloved brothers. This is the last night of our ishtima. This is the time we have to take decisions. Ramadan is coming. Sahaba showed us Badr in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. They took decisions of Allah. They took decisions of Hidayat for Allah in Ramadan. This ummah has not understood what is Ramadan. Come closer, my beloved brothers. Ramadan is not a time to sit in our homes.